Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:37, Damien O'Mara is here. You've 0.3 seconds for your sports bulletin this morning, Damien.
Goodbye. More on that basketball story in a moment, if you're intrigued about 0.3 seconds and our fixation on it this morning. But I'm going to begin with soccer, where Tottenham Hotspur have missed out on the chance to move back into the top four of the Premier League. They played out a 1-1 draw with West Ham last night at the London Stadium. They remain fifth in the table this morning, 2 points behind Aston Villa, both with 8 games of the season still to play. It was a big night of action, particularly for teams with a focus on the bottom end of the table. An 88-minute Dominic Calvert-Lewin penalty saw Everton secure a 1-1 draw away to Newcastle. It was his first goal in 23 games. Everton and manager Sean Dyche now, though, 13 league games without a win.
This job wasn't a walk in the park when I got here. It's still not. There's a long way to go, but there's a lot of steps we're making in the right direction. And I think that's important to remember for me. I do remember it. I do value the lads. I do have to take pride in what they're doing. They're working very hard. I do equally know we're more capable of getting wins and results. But we haven't scored as many goals as we should. We know that. But I think the mentality is right, and it was certainly right tonight. But it's got to continue.
Nottingham Forest are 3 points clear of the relegation zone after a 3-1 win at home to Fulham. Bournemouth beat Crystal Palace by a goal to nil. Burnley remains second from bottom after a 1-1 draw with Wolves. With Liverpool not in action until tomorrow, Arsenal could move back of the top of the table tonight with victory at home to Luton. Third place, Manchester City host fourth place Aston Villa. Brentford at home to Brighton. Elsewhere, the Liverpool captain Niamh Fahey has been ruled out of the Republic of Ireland's upcoming Euro 2025 qualification doubleheader against France and England. She arrived into international camp with a calf injury. Now, as mentioned, in basketball, an odd story to say the least. Portlaoise Panthers and Limerick Eagles have been ordered to replay the final 0.3 seconds of the recent InsureMyVan.ie Division 1 men's quarter-final after a dispute over the outcome of the game. This is the second tier of league basketball in Ireland. Limerick were awarded 2 free throws as the buzzer at the end of the fourth and final quarter sounded. They were converted to secure an 80-78 win. Portlaoise subsequently appealed the result, arguing that the match had ended and those free throws should not have been awarded. Basketball's National Appeals Committee initially ordered that the entire game be replayed. They ruled that the frees had been properly awarded, but that the match officials had made an error in not adding time to the clock to allow the game to restart. Last night, Basketball Ireland and the National League Committee overturned the appeal committee's ruling and have now ordered that 0.3 seconds be replayed to see the game out. As it stands, the sides are expected to take to the court at some stage this week. I was looking at this. There was a rule, there was an incident in the NBA between the Chicago Bulls and I think it was the New York Knicks back in the 90s when there was a disputed score at the end and they brought in a rule which basically said there has to be 0.3 seconds on the clock to allow play to restart for a shot to be taken. So we were debating, could you get a shot away in 0.3 seconds?
Yes.
We will wait and see, but it's certainly an interesting story for those involved. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has dismissed an appeal from the International Boxing Association to the withdrawal of their recognition as the sport's international governing body. Bundy Aki and Finlay Beelam look on course to be available for selection for Connacht's Challenge Cup round of 16 game away to Pau in France on Sunday. In Gaelic games, while the dust is still settling for supporters after last weekend's Football League finals, a significant number of the country's inter-county footballers are preparing for the start of Championship 2024 this weekend. It's a big weekend in particular for London, who will host Galway in a Connacht football quarter-final on Saturday. Mayo are away to New York on Sunday evening. New York made history last year, beating Leitrim to secure their first ever championship win. And Kerry native Liam Kearney has joined their panel, and it's one well used to having to overcome challenges other counties don't always face.
Obviously, there's many challenges. I think the main one is obviously not being able to get any sort of a challenge game or something along those lines. We're always playing against each other in house. It'd be nice to kind of test yourself against another team. And then obviously with the weather challenges as well, we got snowed off a few days in the last few months. So I guess every team has their own challenges, so we don't look for excuses up here. We're just going to focus on the job that has to be done, and we'll do it to the best of our ability.
Last year, New York had a very successful season. They secured their first ever win in the Connacht Championship. Is there a level of pressure to live up to last year's expectations?
Look, obviously last year was kind of a bit of water off the back in terms of getting that first championship win, but look, we're under no illusions with who we're facing. We're playing Mayo, probably one of the All-Ireland contenders, so look, we can just focus on ourselves and go out and play our own game and prepare as well as we can, and look, we'll take it as it comes. Obviously, we're lucky enough to be in the Tasman Cup again this year, so it's kind of a stepping stone towards whatever comes later in the year. So, yeah, it's nice to have more than just the one game.
Asleem Kearney with Áine Hurricane. Mark Allen faces Ding Junhui this evening in the quarterfinals of Snooker's Tour Championship, and Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow will both be in the field for the LPGA match play event, which gets underway in Las Vegas today.